Hello, everybody. This is Tom Eckert here. You're listening to my podcast, Numerology, a GPS for the Soul. This is your place to learn about the true power of numerology and how to use it to bring out the best in yourself, understand your loved ones better, take wise decisions, and prepare for your future. In other words, how to live your life aligned with your true destiny. Take your time to educate yourself and share these podcasts with your friends and family so they too can enjoy the great benefits of numerology. Enjoy. Hello there, my beloved listeners. What a joy to record, as always, yet another episode. And today, it's a very, very fascinating topic, as we're going to touch upon the whole transition from the 1000s into the 2000s, a pretty hot topic in the spiritual scene, the New Age scene, something that has been talked about in so many prophecies, right? Are we moving into an age of awakening, an age of ascension, some form of golden age? But before we dive in, if you are new here, welcome to my podcast. In this podcast, we discuss numerology as a path for inner transformation, spiritual growth, and self-understanding. My personal approach is trying to make numerology accessible and applicable for everyday life matters, and do my best to provide you with grounded information so that you can apply numerology to live a better, a more conscious, and more balanced life, aligned with your soul, with your purpose, and with the cosmos. Now, here are a few ways you can dive deeper into numerology, should you wish to do so. First of all, you can book a numerology reading with me. In a reading, in a numerology consultation, you can ask any question that is burning in your life and get precise answers. You can read more about numerology readings and contact me directly through the link in the episode description. Furthermore, if you wish to study numerology on a deeper level or even pursue it as a career, I invite you to check out my numerology study paths. The first is my self-study numerology course, where you can learn the fundamentals of numerology in a comprehensive way and at your own pace, on a cell phone, on your tablet, on your computer. Or you can sign up to my complete path of certification of in-depth numerology studies from a total beginner all the way to a numerology expert and get certified as a professional numerologist. To read more about both of these options or study paths, check out the links in the episode description. Okay, my friends, so let us dive in to today's wonderful topic. So, almost 24 years ago, as of today, we have transitioned into the 2000s. Numerologically speaking, that is quite a big deal. It means that opposed to the 1000s, for the next 1,000 years, we'll all be led and shaped by the energy of number 2, as opposed to the previous 1,000 years, which were led or marked by a leading number 1. That is, numerologically speaking, a 180 degrees twist in the plot. It also means that everyone born from the year 2000 onwards will have at least one number 2 in their birth date. Now, many have spoken, and not only in numerological circles, about a transition into a potential golden age, a time of ascension, a great collective awakening, possibly. You know, there have been prophecies, certain spiritual traditions have talked about that. Now, numerologists have mentioned that as well. And from the numerological perspective, at least, the premise is that while number one represents a time marked by the masculine element, willful, dominating, aggressive, intense, full of discoveries, piercing into new territories, but, you know, with very little human love or connection. The number two marks a point in history, ushering us into an era of peace, kindness, global cooperation, mutual care, a time of spiritual and intuitive growth, a growth of sensitivity and non-violence. Now remember, that's kind of the general, we can say the general statement, right, of numerologists by and large. Today we're going to unpack this and really take a deeper look on this topic on a far deeper level. And, you know, dive into the real in-depth perspective of what are the true potentials and pitfalls of this new era we entered and what it takes to truly move into a golden age. And the first thing we want to start with is talk about the fact that, you know, every number has a light and a shadow. There is no number that is good or bad. It would be not true to say that 2 is a good number and 1 was a bad number. To cast the blame for our own violent behaviors as humanity, for example, on the number 1, or our expectations of peaceful, harmonious times on number 2, right, would be simply, in a way, irresponsible. After all, you know, all numbers have two sides, and it truly is up to us how we use and utilize their energies. Number one, for instance, can be indeed aggressive and cutting, a conquering presence that doesn't take the emotions of others into account. It can, however, also be a number of integrity, unification of being, honesty, great discovery, and inner strength. So I'm sure we can find all of these qualities displayed throughout the previous millennium, both the shadow and the light. Now let's look into a new present and an unfolding future, which is basically represented by number 2 that is now in the 1000s position, right? We're all collectively being kind of molded into that 2 energy, or at least given the opportunity. Now, number 2 can be kind, gentle, bonding and connecting, compassionate and intuitive. It can also, however, be deceitful, a liar, have confusing emotions, you know, a lot of turbulence, in general, confuse emotions with the truth, be filled with fears and anxieties and depression, be unable to deal with a challenging or oppressing reality, and so on, or be very, very indecisive, very dualistic. One day, you know, swinging in one direction, the other, right? A very pendulum, kind of like a very extreme pendulum movement. And since, as numerologists, we aspire to see things as clearly, as truly, and maturely as we possibly can, we can't deny that both sides of the two are already and will also show themselves in the years to come. There is really no reason to believe that for some mysterious reasons, while, you know, while living 1,000 years under the one influence it somehow is kind of seen as mostly negative. And while as we shift into the two energy, we will, for whatever miraculous reasons, will manifest only the positive sides of the two. That's not the way numerology works. And this really brings me to the topic of fate and free will. And this is really, you know, the million-dollar question. How much of life is fated, and how much is free will? Now, I'm not going to pretend that I have an absolute answer to that, but I do want to offer a helpful perspective to this matter. Think of the sun. It rises and sets every day, day after day, for billions of years. It does that whether we are celebrating new social, technological, or medical breakthroughs, or whether we are waging deadly wars on one another. In that sense, it is impartial and, in fact, has absolutely nothing to do with what we want or don't want. It'll rise and set every day just as it is set to do. That, to me, is fate. You can think of it this way. When the sun rises, one person can say, "Ah, what a beautiful day today. I'm going to go outside, I'm going to grab myself a cup of coffee and head straight away to the park and write some new ideas for my job or for my play or whatever. I'm going to enjoy the rays, I'm going to just like soak them in." Another person may wake up in the same day and say, "I hate my job. Why is the house so dirty? You always make me angry." Right? The fate was the same for both people in terms of the sun. The sun came out. Right? That's fated, regardless of what the person felt. Yet the reaction or free-willed response was very, very different. The second person didn't even recognize the presence of the sun. And this really raises a serious question we should all consider. Is it the number that causes us to act out its shadow? Or is it our approach and personal choice? This question may very well already hold a great key to generating a golden age, regardless of any number. And now, it kind of brings me to, we're kind of like slowly diving in, okay? I'm like building this step by step. And this leads me to an even deeper realm within our own being. A realm deeper than the numbers. The realm of soul and consciousness. So, this brings me, this point that I'm just mentioning is not sufficiently talked about in numerological circles. It is important for us numerology lovers to understand that numbers are not a representation of our soul and consciousness. They represent the energetic body and environment our soul chose to incarnate into and play in. We can say like the setting, the playground. And that's a crucial distinction. Why? Well, because it is from the level of the soul and consciousness that we make choices. It's not from the level of the numbers. The numbers only make certain possibilities more or less available to us, like an energetic portal that opens for a period of time. However, no number promises under no circumstances that we'll play out only its positive side, or only its negative side, for that matter. If that were the case, it would mean that we are none other than just robots, completely predetermined beings, with no free choice whatsoever. But this is not so. Perhaps, you know, some would wish it be so. You know, it sounds very compelling to not need to make any effort whatsoever to bring about a golden age, you know, a time of mass spiritual awakening, to simply be carried effortlessly into a miraculous time of peace and harmony without needing to change, without needing to transform, without needing to mature in any way. Right? So maybe for some people this sounds very appealing, but this is really... I'm sorry if I'm bursting a bubble here for a few listeners, but that's just not how spiritual growth takes place. Not by a long shot. To attain, you know, all the positive sides number two has to offer us, we will have to take full responsibility over ourselves, both individually and collectively. We'll have to make a choice from the soul level to approach number two from an ego-less place. Or otherwise, we can easily fall into the trap of number two's shadow side, just like we did with number one. And this can, you know, which can be no less horrible than what we've known so far throughout history. And so that leads me really to the topic of ego versus egolessness. And that's very crucial to understand what awaits us, the potential, the pitfalls, and what we can do about it. But before I dive into that, if you are enjoying this podcast, my friends, and want to keep learning more grounded, applicable, high-quality numerology, make sure to click the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening from and become part of my numerology community. This also supports me to spread this work to more people. And if you feel benefited by this podcast, make sure to leave a review. It really, really goes a long way in supporting my work. Also, make sure to check out the questions at the end of the episodes. I'd love to hear from you. It really helps me know you better, my listeners, my followers, and simply provide you with better content and be in a closer communication. Having said that, let us keep going and keep diving deeper. So, if we move into the future of the 2000s with our complete egos intact, we will simply see a mixed reality, full with light and shadow, based on the various degrees of maturity of the humans living on the planet. We may see more openness to expressions of kindness and care to people regardless of race, color, or creed. We may see increasingly more equality in some places, less competition, more cooperation. We may also see a space where truth is completely mixed with emotions, thus becoming nebulous and murky, causing great confusion amongst many people. We may see mental and emotional imbalances on the rise and people feeling unable to deal with life's pressures, right? On purpose, I'm kind of showing you, right, the mixture of light and shadow. And by the way, we can already see all of this already now because we're already kind of in the 2000s, right? Now, at the root of the spiritual quest, we are all ultimately... We're all on the spiritual quest, whether we are conscious of it or not. So on this quest, the biggest question boils down to this. Are we willing to give up our ego-centered existence for an egoless one, a selfless one? And that will always be the root question for our evolution. And our lived answer to this question will determine whether or not we will manifest the positive, creative, promising sides of the number two or the negative and destructive ones. Remember, no number is either positive or negative. It is both and neither. It truly depends on our level of consciousness, how we approach it, and what we extract out of it as our lived and embodied reality. Having said all of that, now that we understand, you know, fate and free will, now that we understand that there's a dimension of consciousness deeper than the numbers out of which true choice emerges, the level of soul, the level of consciousness, now that we understand that, you know, it's really up to us how we utilize the numbers, right? Ego and egolessness and the importance of where we come from, let us talk a bit more about the potential of the 2000s. So if we, as a collective, as individuals, choose to do the true work of inner growth, maturation, and transformation, and will increasingly put our egos aside, we indeed can enter a time of greater cooperation and harmony as a collective. This time may bring about a space of expanding peace, both internal and external. We may see a resurrection of spiritual intuitive gifts, joining hands with science and technology to provide for a far more holistic and healthy approach to life. People will come to increasingly acknowledge each other's emotional and spiritual realities, and therefore display greater mutual sensitivity and care. We may feel that being utilitarian and goal-driven is not the end-all be-all of life, and place more emphasis on human connections, friendships, and love. There will be a greater movement of community building, making sure everyone is taken care of and no one is neglected, young or old. It'll be a time of togetherness, where we finally realize that together, united as one, we are unstoppable. We are at our best. And so we will slowly establish systems all across the board that support everyone, and not only me on behalf of others, which was the shadow, right? The shadow side of a leading number one. Now, indeed, this can be our future, and not long from now. It simply depends on how we will use the portal of the two. That is, right, the fate. The portal that the two opens for us is fate with our free will, which is our approach, our attitude, and our willingness to grow. But remember, there is also the possibility that we won't choose to do the inner work it takes and won't place our egos aside. Or at least that this is all going to be a mixed bag. Some people will, some people won't. And in case, or for those who won't, we will see a lot of two's shadow come into being. Now, since I don't want to, you know, paint a gloomy picture, I will only use a few short sentences, you know, to describe what this may look like. So, should we not do what it takes? Should we not take any responsibility towards the potential and the doorway, the portal that number two opens to us, we may be experiencing increased confusion, not knowing how to differentiate between truth and lie. We will experience mental and psychological imbalances. People will make emotions or turn emotions into the ultimate truth, thus increasing their self-obsessed egoic existence, caring only about what they feel and declaring that as the absolute truth. Now, I could go on and on. I can say that, you know, it's going to be a time of great indecision, not knowing where to go, people not knowing, you know, what they want to do with themselves and their lives. But you get the point. And by the way, we can already see both the light and the shadow expressions of number two already now, as per the time of this recording. So it's already, you know, being partly manifested, and we can learn a lot from that. Another very important factor in all of this, very important for us as numerologists to understand, is it has to do with the fact that the energy of number one that has shaped us for 1,000 years has not simply vanished into thin air. Instead, it has become integrated into who we are today as humanity. And that energy we carry with us into the future of the 2000s. Here too, it depends on our choice of either using the integrated one energy wisely and apply it to the emerging two energy in order to utilize it with initiative and integrity, or utilize the two energy with aggression and violence. Whenever we move into a new epoch, a new era, the previous one is integrated into our being. It becomes part of us, just in the same way that the experiences of our adolescence, for example, haven't just disappeared as adults. They truly become imbued and assimilated into our being and, in fact, make us into who we are as adults. They keep informing us. Now, although we are, as per the time of this recording, almost 24 years into the 2000s, a transition of such magnitude, right, such a tectonic shift of energies, doesn't happen that quickly. In my estimation, as a professional numerologist, as a longtime meditator and Dharma teacher, our full settling into the complete potential of number two will take about another 100 years, give or take. So I believe, therefore, that these current years we're in right now are very crucial. They're like the early childhood phases of us, right? As a number two-led humanity. And just like childhood, right? Everything we throw into the pot of our collective growth now will determine a lot of the later outcome we will see emerging as we move forward. So, we live in very interesting times, very potent times. In fact, times that require our, keen attention and invested attention. We're called to really be sensitive, number two, right, to these times, and do that wisely and not hastily, which is more number one, right? Not rush to jump into conclusions, for example, which is something that many people are doing these days. I believe that is still using the shadow of number one during a new epoch of number two. Two is much more thoughtful, takes time to consider things carefully. So are we moving into an age of collective awakening? A golden age? Well, my take is this. It really depends on us. The conditions are present, but the question is, are we willing to do what it takes to make it happen? Life surely does its 50% by providing the opportunity and opening the doorways to wonderful possibilities, and I've mentioned them. Now, it is up to you and me to join the party by giving our 50% of seizing the opportunity with grace, maturity, and responsibility for the collective and for ourselves. If we do that, we're up for a very marvelous 100% display of wonderful times. Having said that, I hope that all that I've said keeps inspiring you to learn numerology deeper, to grow, to take these steps, to take responsibility, to work with the energies of the universe. And before we wrap this up, again, if you're enjoying this podcast and you want to keep learning in-depth numerology, high-quality numerology, make sure to click the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening from. Become part of my numerology family and help spread this work. Remember also to leave your answers to the questions at the end of the episodes, as it helps me know more about you and provide you with much better content. And please leave a review if this podcast has benefited you. It truly helps me a lot. Also, don't forget to check out my professional numerology readings and to check out my self-study numerology course or in-depth numerology certification studies if you want to acquire deeper mastery of numerology. My friends, it's been such a joy, as always. I wish you well wherever you are. And as always, I'll see you in the next episodes. Take care. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, and you want to go deeper into numerology, check out my website, tom-eckert.com. You can also book a numerology reading or even study numerology yourself through my courses. I'll see you in the next episode.